This news update's being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire thumb and more, now including free padding and perch with the purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. On Monday, early in the 9 a.m. hour, there were two vehicle crash in front of Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. The Bad Axe Fire Department, East Huron Ambulance, Elkton Ambulance, and two Huron County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the scene. One side of the roadway was closed while emergency crews direct traffic. No injuries have been reported at this time, and more information will be shared as it comes. And before Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court on Monday, Justin Terrence Kennedy was arraigned on charges of operating while intoxicated, a misdemeanor, and refusing a preliminary breath test, a civil infraction. His attorney entered a not guilty plea for arraignment purposes. Kennedy faces potential penalties up 93 days in jail and a fine for the OWI charge and a $200 fine for the PBT refusal. Kennedy is retaining his own counsel for the duration of his case. Bond was continued at $3,500 with 10% posted, and the conditions include a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, mandatory random drug and alcohol testing through pretrial services, and a ban from the Eastside Tire premises. Kennedy is scheduled to enter rehabilitation Monday evening. The prosecution must provide a plea offer and discovery by June 6th, and a plea cutoff hearing is set for July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., which is the final date for plea agreements and/or motions. And ITC Michigan says helicopter inspections of high-voltage transmission lines across Lower Peninsula will begin May the 27th and continue through June the 30th, weather permitting. The aerial patrols are part of federally required reliability and vegetation management inspections for the electric grid, operated by ITC Transmission and Michigan Electronic Transmission Company. The inspections will cover dozens of counties in southeast, west, and northern Michigan in several phases over the five-week period. Crews will use low-flying helicopters to examine transmission towers, power lines, and related equipment for storm damage, wear, and vegetation hazards that could threaten service reliability. ITC says residents may notice helicopters flying close to transmission corridors during the inspections, but officials stress the flights are routine and there's no cause for concern. The company says the patrols support preventive maintenance and ongoing efforts maintain safe and reliable electric service statewide. ITC is scheduled to be doing inspections in the Thumb of Michigan on June 2nd through 11th. And that's in Macomb, Oakland, Livingston, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Sanilac, Tuscola, and Huron counties. And Michigan lawmakers are moving to give some school districts more flexibility after a year marked by severe weather cancellations. The State House approved a bill that would allow certain districts to excuse up to 10 emergency closure days during the 2025-26 school year. Current state law only permits 6 weather-related closure days before schools are required to make up lost time. The proposal would add 4 extra forgiven days for districts in several northern and mid-Michigan counties, including Aranac, Glare, Gladwin, Iosco, Ogemaw, and Roscommon. Supporters say the measure would help schools finish the academic year on a schedule after repeated weather disruptions, and the bill now moves to Michigan Senate for consideration. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health, better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
We have one obituary to report at this time. Marie A. Kozlowski, 91 of Kendi, passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, May 12, 2026. She was born on May 23, 1934, and Marie loved her bingo, euchre, or any other card game, but most of all, she loved her family and grandkids and her great-grandkids. She is survived by her children, her 9 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 step-great-grandchild. She is survived by her daughter-in-law, Denise. The family would like to express their appreciation to the staff who touched her heart at the Huron County Medical Care Facility for their personal attention, which included addressing her as Boucha, Grandma, Matcha, and Ma. She loved you all. Also, a thank you to Heartland Hospice for their care during their last hours. According to her wishes, cremation has taken place, and no services are planned at this time. Arrangements are being held by the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kendi.
What's the first thing you touch in the morning when you get out of bed? And the last thing you touch before you lie back down for bed? The floor! And now for a limited time, get free half-inch 8-pound vapor barrier padding with your flooring purchase and installation from American Flooring Center in Marlette. High-quality padding delivers comfort, better insulation, and longer carpet life. And the built-in vapor barrier helps protect against moisture. But don't wait, this deal won't last forever. If your carpet is worn, stained, or just outdated, American Flooring Center in Marlette has the solution. Choose from durable commercial carpet, soft residential styles, and today's most trusted brands. Homeowners and businesses trust American Flooring Center for their quality products, exceptional service, and premier installation. Upgrade the surface you live and work on every day with American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette for a free measure at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. American Flooring Center was voted the best flooring store of Santa White County from Google Business Reviews. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111.
And we're back with more news. Farmers across the American Corn Belt are modifying their traditional planting schedules this season due to uncharacteristic spring precipitation levels. Agriculture Extension offices report that soil moisture levels have reached record highs in several states, delaying the operation of heavy machinery. To mitigate potential losses, growers are increasingly utilizing predictive data analytics and alternative crop varieties engineered for shorter growing windows. Economists suggest these adaptions will be vital to stabilizing domestic grain supplies and maintaining steady food processing pipelines. A recent drone strike executed near a major nuclear power station in the United Arab Emirates has placed regional security forces on high alert. While facility operators confirm the plant suffered no structural damage and continues to operate safely, the incident has introduced fresh volatility to the regional security markets. The attack has tested the UAE's long-standing reputation as a highly secure and stable haven for international corporate business in West Asia. International defense analysts are reviewing the tracking data to identify the point of origin of the unmanned aerial vehicle. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe, as well as the American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time.
When it comes to Chevy, nobody in the thumb does it like Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Drive the 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT all-wheel drive EvoTex leather heated seats and wheel power liftgate, dual zone climate, power seat, rain sense wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy safety assist, and more. Just $325 a month. Need a truck? The 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew LT four-wheel drive brings heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, full trailering with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. Only $360 a month. Or go compact and capable with the 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT. Heated seats and wheel, rear cross traffic alert, lane alert, blind zone alert, and more. Just $249 a month. It's time to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The thumbs up for Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall, Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.